الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: طلب الحلال فريضة بعض الفريضة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, this is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, which appears in Abu Dawood Sharif, in which we learn many lessons. And firstly, we translate this hadith. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, the acquiring of halal risk is a faridha, it is a religious obligation. But when is it a religious obligation? Ba'd al-faridha, after the other primary religious obligation, like salat, zakat, roza, sawm, etc. Now, why I say there are many lessons we learn from here? Firstly, Allah Ta'ala has made the acquiring of risk a religious obligation. He's made it part of deen. For in Islam, there is no dichotomy. There is no difference between deen and dunya. Ye deen hai, ye dunya hai. This is deen, this is dunya. See, Mark Twain, the famous English old philosopher, said, East is East and West is West, and the twain shall never meet. Ye mashriq hai aur ye maghrib hai aur dono ka milab nahi ho sakta. So we do not believe that ye deen hai, usko ye sirf deen hai, aur ye dunya hai, dunya mein koi deen ka koi baqi nahi hai. It is not like that. In us, there is an amalgamation between the two. Deen is deen, and dunya can also become deen, with a proper intention. If we acquire risk with a proper intention, if we acquire it with a proper methodology, then that also becomes part of deen. The disbelievers in the time of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to object to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they used to say, the way the Quran is made mention, مَالِي هَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الْتَعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. What type of Rasul is this? He eats food and he also walks in the marketplaces. So Allah Ta'ala did not say when they referred and they said, Allah did not, you know, affirm what they are saying. Allah Ta'ala said, لَوْ لَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ. If the earth was populated by angels, Allah would have sent an angel as a prophet. But the earth is inhabited by whom? By the human beings. Human beings got that needs. So because human beings got needs, they have to go in the marketplaces. So the Nabi of Allah will also go in the marketplaces. And the challenge today is not to become dindar in the masjid. The challenge in the today is not only this, can masjid mein dindar ban jaye. That their challenge is ke bazaar mein dindar ban jaye. To become dindar in the marketplaces. That is the challenge. To become dindar in the public domain, where everyone is. And it's not, I won't say it's easy, but it's not completely impossible. We have to do it. It's required. And we, Allah Ta'ala, is the solution to our situation is not to deny the worldly needs. That's a reality. Allah Ta'ala has made mention of the worldly needs in the Holy Quran. It's a reality. The solution is to deny its supremacy. Solution is to deny ki ye sabse barkar, sabse bara cheez hai. That is wrong. But to, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَالَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. The wealth Allah has made is the basis of your existence. Uske baghair aap jee nahi sakte. أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَالَّتِي, ye to Surah Nisa ki ayat hai, أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَالَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. I have made wealth the very basis of your existence. Allama Iqbal ne bhi kaha hai na, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai na nari. This human being by his very nature is not an angel, neither is he something that is a completely a shaitan. He is an amalgamation of the two. So the solution is not to deny the worldly needs. The solution is to deny its supremacy. Allah says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ. Allah makes mention of our worldly pleasures, and Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala says, say, tell unto the people of Prophet of Almighty Allah, if your parents, your children, your family members, the wealth you accumulate, وَتِجَارَةٌ, and the businesses that you fear loss in, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, the houses that you live in, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. Just see tarz-e bayan ko dekho. Look at how Allah has made mention. He doesn't say it is not beloved to you. He says, if it becomes more beloved than Allah and His Rasul. Well, something we like. But Allah said, don't let it become more beloved than Allah and His Rasul. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If it becomes more beloved than Allah and His Rasul, then فَتَرَبَّصُوا, wait for the punishment of Allah to come. So the solution is not to deny the worldly need, the solution is to deny its supremacy. So that is one. That is why Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day was sitting in a gathering, and one youngster went past very fast, which Kam Kelia, he was going very, very fast past. So someone said, Ya Rasulullah, if this youngster had shown the same type of enthusiasm, he was going for some work. You see, the enthusiasm, deen ke kaam mein agar lag jata hai, if he would have been done this for the sake of the deen, would have been so nice. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what do you know, what is his situation? Maybe he's showing this enthusiasm to look after his small children. He's showing this enthusiasm to look after his small children who are dependent upon him. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, is in the path of Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَ خَرَجَ يَسْعَى أَبَوَيْنِ شَيْخَيْنِ كَبِيرَيْنِ. Maybe he's showing this enthusiasm because he's got to look after aging parents. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, is in the path of Allah. Maybe he's showing this enthusiasm that he doesn't want to beg in front of other people. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, is in the path of Allah. But if he's showing this enthusiasm to accumulate wealth, رِيَاءُ وَمُفَاخَرَةً, to show off to people, I got so much wealth, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, then he's in the path of shaitan. So first lesson is, there's no dichotomy between the world and the deen and dunya. Dunya can also become deen with the proper intention, proper methodology. Second thing is, talabul halal, Allah ne kaha hai. Not every economic endeavor is correct. Not every acquiring of wealth is correct. If this was a situation, Allah would have said, talabul mali faridatun. Allah would have said, the acquiring of wealth is a religious obligation. Allah didn't say the acquiring of wealth is a religious obligation. Allah ne kya kaha hai, talabul halal faridatun. Halal ka kamana dini fariza hai. Maal ka kawana dini fariza nahi hai. Say, talabul halal faridatun. To acquire halal risk is a religious obligation. Ab halal ka, who will determine what is halal? Not you and I. We can't be, you know, player and referee at the same time. But we can't do it. Who will determine? Allah batayega ki ye halal hai, ye haram hai. So it's not the second lesson, not talabul maal, talabul halal. And the third lesson is, it's a religious obligation, but when? This is now the priority. Ye to hai haddini fariza, but when? Ba'd al-fariza, after salat, after zakat, after sawm, after hajj, after zikr. Then it is a religious obligation. These people don't make this priority. They think, nahi, ye to dini fariza hai, fir uske baad jo hai na namaz ke bhi chutti, zakat ke bhi chutti. That is not right. So Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it. Therefore Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, last hadith I make mention, أَلَا وَإِنَّ نَفْسًا لَنْ تَمُوتْ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْكَهَا. Many times the khatib reads this in the Jummah khutbah. No one will die until he completes his share of risk. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ فِي اللَّهُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي التَّلَبُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي التَّلَبُ. Be moderate in the acquisition of your wealth. Be moderate. Hasana waqa is in the acquiring of your wealth, you forget Allah, you forget your family members, you forget your religious obligation, your social obligation. So the small hadith, what a beautiful, three great lessons. Dusre bhi ho sakta hai, but three very great lessons. First, no dichotomy between deen and dunya. Secondly, talabul halal, not talabul mal. Third lesson, it's a religious obligation after the primary religious obligation. May Allah give you the tawfiq of understanding and making amal, inshaAllah. Yeah.